This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here are some of the big shifts in money, with Britain now set to leave the European Union over the next 2 years or more. The British pound is down another 3% at $1.32. London's 100 share index is down 1.4%, which is like a typical cruddy day in Europe, not an extraordinary movement. Stock index futures in the U.S. are down in the 0.6% range. The 10-year Treasury yield in the U.S. is very low, 1.47%. In Britain, the finance minister, George Osborne, has stepped out to calm nerves. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on the line from London. Stephen, what's the Chancellor of the Exchequer been trying to convey?
Well, don't panic has been his message. He's actually had to perform something of a somersault because before the referendum, Osborne was warning that a vote for Brexit would cause a cataclysm, that he'd have to introduce an emergency budget, he'd have to hike taxes and make spending cuts. This morning, it was a different tune, calm and reassuring.
But no one should doubt our resolve to maintain the fiscal stability we have delivered for this country. And to companies large and small, I would say this. The British economy is fundamentally strong. We are highly competitive and we are open for business.
All right, so he must be staring at a World War II poster that says, keep calm and carry on, Stephen.
It's probably done the trick a little bit. I mean, it soothed shattered nerves in the markets. I mean, they're down. The pound is certainly much lower. But it's been a relatively muted response. However, there's no doubt that there is huge political turmoil in the UK at the moment. I mean, the country is rudderless. We have a prime minister who says that he'll quit in the fall. So he's one of the walking dead at the moment. Not much of an opposition either, since the leader of the opposition could be toppled from his post any time soon. And there are threatening noises about the integrity of the whole country, threatening noises from the north, with Scotland, leaders in Scotland, saying that they may call a referendum on independence. So it's hardly surprising that in this rather fevered and uncertain climate that businesses are not reassured. Simon Walker, the Institute of Directors, has just carried out a survey of 1,100 business leaders, and many are not happy about Brexit.
Business leaders are very, very concerned. Two-thirds of them think it's negative for their businesses. These are businesses of all shapes and sizes. Two-thirds think it's negative. 36% are planning to cut investment.
And it seems unlikely that full confidence to invest will return before we have a clear idea of what the new relationship will be between the UK and its largest export market, the European Union.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, David.